A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us on the line. Tony, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again this week. Apologies to you a bit late this week. We've had a very, very busy morning. We're going to get straight into it. Just wanted to mention, though, we've just talked there about the Kerry Mental Health and Wellbeing Festival coming up in October. We're seeing some positive figures coming out in relation to suicide prevention, but we have to be very kind of careful in that area in terms of monitoring it and getting the real figures. But there is a lot of work being done, Tony, in kind of trying to get people more connected in real life, should I say, and more socially interactive at all stages, which is important.
Yeah, there's a huge social awareness now of the difficulties that some people, most of us, go through at some stage in our lives. You know, that there are so many factors that impinge the way we see the world and how we react to it. And the general social awareness is improving. And from the time I was a child, there was the madhouse, as we used to call it in Cork, a vast building which was nothing less than a prison, where unfortunates who had mental problems were locked up. And it has improved no end from that perspective. But also the general awareness of people is now beginning to spread out to the general population. We all go through some mental problems at some stage in our lives. There's very few that don't have any mental problems at all in a lifetime.
We're starting to see it the same way as, I suppose, our physical health, looking after our mental health. That's got to be a positive as well. Thinking about things and taking actions and reaching out earlier than when it gets to a crisis, Tony, which is good.
Yeah, and the other thing that has changed, of course, is the comfort that society has now. You know, when I was growing up, we
just wasn't
exactly
talked
hungry,
about.
But, the diet wasn't good. There wasn't money to spare. Things weren't clean, and so on and so forth. And all of that has improved. The one thing, of course, which hasn't, is the threat to world peace is an ever-growing thing. And I suppose that does worry some people, all right.
Yeah, certainly does. Okay, Tony, we have a query in here from a listener. Anyone's got any questions, get them into us now on any of our numbers, 0667123666, number to call, or text or WhatsApp 083 300 3300. Listener says, in recent years I've come to realise that I have a socially uncomfortable behavioural problem. That realisation has embarrassed me and I'm not sure how to deal with it. Every time I think of how I sometimes act, I feel terrible. What am I to do?
Well, behavioural awareness is good. It's very good that you have become aware of your behavior, because so many people aren't, and they don't realize just how much of a pain in the backside they are to other people. But you are aware of it now. Feeling terrible, of course, is not about your behavior, is not good. So you need to sort of address that sort of aspect, come to some sort of, acceptance that you have picked up some maybe bad habit or whatever it is. You know, there's so many different things. You know, some people are loud, some people clown act, some people are nervous, some people are shy, some people have the drink problem, some people are acquisitive, you know, they're mean. And it's all in our rearing, our breeding, and our experiences in life. But I think coming to an acceptance that you have some, as I say, quirks, and there's very few people who don't have some quirks in them. Coming to a realization and an acceptance of the fact, and then, of course, making every effort you can to shift your behavioural patterns. But by being aware is a very good thing, because it is a little bit painful, but being aware also creates in us a need to clear up whatever is happening. So that's a good thing. If it's a social problem, like your interaction with other people, you can learn to watch your behavior by watching the other people. Because if you're acting the clown or whatever it is, whatever's happening with you, you will, if you're careful enough, begin to see other people's reactions, which will, they will be trying to cover them, of course. But that's one way of picking up and readjusting your behavioural pattern. Another good way of dealing with something like that is bringing it closer to your own realization. And the best way to do that is to write. If you have an experience in, or several in a day, you know, that evening, get a book and write down, you know, I behaved this way, that way, and so on and so forth. And do that for a week or so, or 10 days, and then read back over and tick them off. And do that for, if you can maintain it for, say, a couple of months, you can begin to shift your focus. And no, you won't change lifetime patterns in a week or two. It'll take months or even years to shift them. But by becoming more aware of them, which is, as I said, the good part of what's happening with you, that's good. So the other one then is losing, you know, the feelings of despair or regret or whatever that you have with regard to your behavior. That's a waste of human energy in anybody. So you can also begin to sort of deal with that by writing and reading back. It's a very useful way of self-analysis, really. That's what it is.
Tony, another query's come in here, and it says, I have a friend who is very negative, frequently giving out about something or other. He tends to come over so angry and depressed. I find his attitude to life is like a great weight on me. It wears me down listening to him and sometimes leaves me in a mood for hours. How would you deal with him? I suppose this is a question for anyone really out there, Tony. How do you deal with people who are overly negative, always complaining and kind of drag you down with them?
Well, it sounds as if this person is probably depressed, and you know, very few people are capable of, as it were, dealing with somebody who is genuinely depressed. And but you, other people are just negative. They become, you know, selfish or inward focused.
They slip into a routine of feeling that everyone's not good enough and the world isn't good enough and this has gone wrong, that's gone wrong, and they just they're not shy about expressing it.
You know, some people are just, you know, the world has been always unkind to me, everybody's unkind to me, and, you know, that sort of an attitude is very unhealthy. But if you are finding it very difficult to deal with a friend, you could use distraction quite a bit. It's one technique if you're not a trained counselor. You can literally create a distraction by saying, oh, look, I heard this the other week or whatever, or I'm busy now, I'll talk to you another time, you know, whatever it is that breaks the moment. If you learn to do that a bit often, one, your friend will focus away from you because you're not a good audience. It takes an audience to have somebody like that do a little dance, as it were.
Yeah.
So if you're not providing the audience, it will cause this individual to back off you. Now, that's no help to him. But, you know, again, if you're not a counsellor or you're not trained in psychology, it's not a good idea to try and help somebody that way. And basically, the more you do for somebody in that sort of situation, the more they lean on you.
Don't enable the situation, I suppose, is the thing. Yeah, don't become that person that always listens to them, try and find a way around it to try and negate it if you can, and they might get the message that way. That's a good way to look at it.
Exactly, yeah. So, you know, as I say, distraction, change the subject, be busy now and again, you can't talk, so we'll talk another time. And, you know, a bit of that, and then a bit of, you know, taking into your own head, this individual has had a series of experiences which have given them this outlook on life. And don't blame the individual, blame, you know, but don't take it for granted. Like, don't let yourself be, you know,
pulled into it.
Exactly, yeah.
Tony, query in from a listener. I've had a lot of health issues in the past few years that has limited my physical activity. I have autoimmune and fatigue, and I've withdrawn from friends as a result, and I'm in low form. I've had counselling and I've been to the doctor, but I just can't seem to feel better in myself. What to do?
Well, the most important thing to do is not to go into yourself, because, you know, once we start that inward journey, it can be sucked into states of mind which are not healthy. There are very unhealthy people who are very happy, and there are very unhealthy people who are very unhappy. And I think the difference between the two is their lifestyle and the focus they take on life. Now, if you take a focus, okay, you have an immune disease, and you know, nobody wants anything like that. But if you give in to it and you look at the negative side, it'll pull you down. There's no.
Yeah, I wonder, would technology, I don't know if this person's right, but would technology be helpful in this area in terms of if they can't meet their friends, they might arrange to FaceTime them or meet them through Zoom, be able to see them face to face, spend time with them physically as much as you can online in terms of like a Zoom call or a FaceTime call rather than just a phone call? That might be some way of increasing their interaction.
Absolutely, Jerry. That is completely correct. You know, the more social interaction we have, generally, the better our mental state is. The other thing, of course, is having a hobby. If the person can play music, if they are artistic, or, you know, they're handy with something or other, you'll put your focus into some creative. Being creative is a very good thing for mental health.
Yeah.
If you have some sort of creative action in your life, and if you don't, definitely go for it. You know, take a few courses, join up. You know, the time is coming now when the techs will be running various courses and various things, and join up one or two or more, whatever. You know, and anything like that that pulls you out of yourself and into something which
is a good thing.
Great stuff.
We'll come back to that in more detail next week, but thanks for talking to us on the programme.